Vase or vase? I don't know which one.
What would you say?
Probably vase.
Permanent refuse. You know, in the alley when you lived in Chicago, you know, down the west side, did you have permanent concrete refuse constructions in the alley? What'd you call them?
Jeez, I forgot.
I remember. You call them garbage, you call them garbage boxes or garbage cans?
Probably referring to garbage cans because they were concrete but they had the cans within them.
Oh, the cans are inside, okay. After you've had a big meal, your wife might do what? She might pick up the
dishes.
She might go out in the kitchen then and what?
Wash the dishes.
And she holds the dish. She takes the dish and she holds it in under the
faucet.
All right. And she's doing to it then. She
washing it.
And then after she washes it, she
dries it.
Before she dries it, she gets the soap off. She
rinses it.
And what might she use to take particles of food off it?
Wash rag, I guess.
All right. And what might you use to dry the dish?
Dish towel.
And what would you use to dry yourself if you were you just taking a shower?
Bath towel.
And what do you ever see? You go to someone's house, especially, and they might have the bathroom these small towels. You might have them in your bathroom. Not as big as a bathroom.
I don't distinguish between a large towel and a small towel. I generally just say towel.
Mm-hmm.
Generally.
All right. And how about a thing you might use to...
you mean the little towels?
Well, that thing you put soap on, you mean?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
This is what you refer to?
No, but that's all right. I want that too.
Washcloth.
Did you ever call the one you use for the dishes a dish rag, or this thing that you use in the bathroom a what?
Wash rag.
And the one in the kitchen, you call it?
Dish rag.
Which would you be more likely to use?
Probably a wash rag.
And dish rag, would you probably use those terms? Be more likely to...
Very seldom. I'd probably just say dish towel or,
mm-hmm.
or a wash.
Okay. On a barrel, something, how would you get the, on a beer barrel? You want a place where the beer comes out?
Faucet, I guess.
And on the side of a house where you hook up the hose, you know?
That's a spigot.
And something shaped like this that is used to pour, let's say, salt from one into a... You have a big thing of salt and you want to put it in a small amount of quarters or something like that.
A funnel?
Yeah. And what do you use if you're driving a horse? You crack it.
Whip.
What?
You got all those in there?